Allergies would be the least of your concerns if you heard this sound, the sound of killer bees in Africa. The African bee has the reputation of being more aggressive and more deadly than any other bee in the world. But that doesn't stop farmers there from the age-old tradition of beekeeping. Hives are everywhere, on farms across the continent. That's because farmers know that the honey their bees produce is worth a million stings. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports from Kitui, Kenya.
Josephat Ndeleva Kongo is fit to be tied. He doesn't speak much English. In fact, he doesn't speak much at all. But his whole body says he's fit to be tied. He's got 9 hectares here in the semi-arid reaches of western Kitui, where he farms maize and beans. He's got a greedy cow that likes to ramble through the field, randy goats who spend most of their days in various stages of ecstasy, and some headstrong ducks who stand in the middle of his path and refuse to budge. But his wife still seems to like him, and the children will follow him anywhere. All 11 of them.
Kongo! Kongo!
Kongo shouts. He throws things at the goats. He rats out the cow and gets it put back where it's supposed to be. But there's one part of the farm where he dares not cause a ruckus. Kongo's quick, and with skin the color of dark cane syrup, he's pretty to look at. But his lanky frame can't outrun 500,000 honeybees. This is the sound of soldier bees. They patrol the 16 hives that Kongo has in his apiary. Bee experts call them soldiers because they're on a constant state of red alert. There are 16 queens to protect here and 30 to 40,000 worker bees per hive. So the soldiers have a big job. They're the first to face whatever form trouble takes. Then the rest of the bees follow. And when they're ready for combat, watch out. They don't know for mercy. The best time to harvest honey is at night. That's when the bees are as calm as they're ever going to be. So here, as the dusk settles over the farm, Kongo, 4 of his kids, 2 smoke pumping devices, and a honey expert head down the hill to check out the hives. Kongo doesn't say much. Some of the modern hives, like the ones Josephat Kongo has, look like old wooden crates for soda pop, but they have lids. They're dripping from the bottom corners with bees and honey. David Matunga is the honey expert for a Kenyan-based outfit called Honey Care Africa. He says the sight of bees dripping and dribbling from the hives is a good sign.
One sign of the hive having honey is that bees who sleep outside from the just who hang outside the hive to show that there's no space inside. We are now smoking to keep away the bees.
Kongo is not wearing a beekeeping suit, and neither are the kids. They can't really afford them. But the honey that collects inside these hives amounts to 10% of the farm's annual income. So suit or no suit, gloves or no gloves, he's going in. Okay, not just yet.
The hive has honey, but it will be too dangerous.
David Matunga has been doing this for so long that he thinks nothing of a bee sting, or 2, or 3. In point of fact, his beekeeper suit has a hole in it. So when he says it's too dangerous to disturb these maniacs, then it really is too dangerous. But Kongo gallantly offers an unwitting reporter another sneak peek at the hive.
Do you want to see?
Yeah, as long as they don't kill
me. Do you want to see? No, no. Okay. You want to see any sight.
Okay.
Look. Picture so many bees that it's hard to tell one from another. Picture them vibrating. Picture them turning around slowly. Okay, now, picture standing in front of the hive, naked. That's right, naked. Kongo and most of the people who live in this area are Kamba, an ethnic group indigenous to Kenya that is known for beekeeping. And for generations, the Kamba did this kind of work high in the trees and in the nude.
You know, when you are naked, bees don't sting you. So beekeeping was left for men.
Stinky men. That's because bees mistake store-bought perfumes, deodorants, and deodorant soaps for their queen's pheromones. And those are the pheromones that make them want to attack. Nowadays, with modern beekeeping techniques and bee suits, of course, women are able to harvest with the best of them. But one small step for womankind here has undercut yet another old tradition in Kenya. Men used to brave angry bees not only for their livelihood, but also to court women. Men routinely gave honey to their prospective in-laws as part of the bride price. After all, if a man is willing to climb into a tree naked and harvest honey, chances are he really wants to get married. Again, David Mutunga.
Mostly this honey is used to make traditional beer, which is taken by the old men, so that as you take their daughter, they are not aware, they are drunk.
Josephat Kongo took 10 kilos of honey to his wife's parents when he proposed. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Kitui, Kenya.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.